Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 12th, Easter Sunday. 2020, day 103. Today's topic. Today I renew my covenant with you. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 52, verses 1 to 9, Joshua chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 15, Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 32, Proverbs 13, verse 1. Today's main passage, Joshua chapter 5, verses 2 to 15. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites again." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeath Haraloth. Now this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the wilderness on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised. But all the people born in the wilderness during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites had moved about in the wilderness 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. For the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land He had solemnly promised their ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their sons in their place, and these were the ones Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the rubble of Egypt from you." So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate the produce of Canaan. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, today I renew my covenant with you. Today is Easter Sunday, and Jesus says to you now, today I renew my covenant with you. Are you willing? Those Israelites led by Joshua, they were willing. All those men who did not have circumcision for the past 40 years had circumcision. Then they did not have manna anymore because they started to eat the produce of the promised land. They did not observe Passover for more than 38 years. The last time they had Passover was in the first month of the second year of their Exodus, recorded in Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. 30 years did not observe the major feast day as commanded by God, and they did it. 40 years of not having circumcision, and they did it. Wow, the result was that God sent the commander of his army to help them to defeat the city of Jericho. Those Israelites did not need to fight, but the city was being destroyed by God's army. When I shared with Michelle of what I heard from Jesus today, today I renew my covenant with you. She asked me, well, what is the circumcision we need to have now? I said, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 2, verses 28 to 29, our circumcision is circumcision of our heart. If COVID-19 is the city of Jericho, the whole world so wants to defeat, we have a chance today. We need to renew our covenant with God, the circumcision of our hearts. We need to dine across what Jesus wants you to die, and then we receive communion today through the live streaming service of your church, then trusting that the commander of God's army will come to help you and this world to defeat COVID-19. Are you willing to renew your covenant with Jesus Christ, our Lord, today? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm willing to renew my covenant with you, the circumcision of my heart. I'm going to receive communion today, waiting for you to send the commander of your army to help us to defeat COVID-19, this city of Jericho. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you renew your covenant with God today to have circumcision of your heart? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.